Hello and welcome to the recap of A New How Did You Make It? This little moment where we pause and look back at the previous episodes. I'm sharing with you the important elements that each guest shared with you. So far, I've published 7 episodes, 2 in English, 5 in French, as you know, and I have a whole bunch of them coming up. I think I'll try to give you a real recap 1 week after each episode instead of having this block of information, I guess. I'll do it in English and in French, and depending on how you feel, you'll either listen to one or both. So let's start with the latest published episode until we get to the first one. We can start with Lubna, a data scientist at Microsoft in Ireland. What does she tell us? First, you don't need to have it all figured out. It's okay if you don't know what you want to do yet. Focus on the next few weeks, on the next month, whatever makes sense, not your entire life. Direction isn't a grand revelation. It's built step by step through curiosity and honest exploration. Secondly, success is not about being the best. It's about pushing past your comfort zone while staying true to what really matters to you. Growth comes not from performance, but from alignment between what you do and who you are. The third point is one of the most impactful advice. The real question is not, am I bad at this? It's, is it worth struggling for? If it matters enough for you to go through the hard stuff, even more than others, then you're already on the right track. The fourth point is, failure is not the end, it's a beginning. Breaking down doesn't mean you're weak. Sometimes it just means that you're out of sync with what you truly need. Real pride comes from choosing a path that feels right, even if you take small or certain steps. Each and every point is actually incredibly important, and that takes me to the fifth point. Don't wait for confidence, move without it. What Lubna teaches us there is that you don't need to feel ready to move forward. Just keep moving forward, just keep moving forward, just keep moving forward. Even if you can't see the end of it. Solve one problem at a time. Confidence comes after, not before. The next point I'm thinking about is how she moved from France to Ireland. Opportunities don't just happen, you create them. That dream internship, that dream job, that dream company you want to build. The career pivot that you want to do. They happen because she dared to try, despite the doubt. Boldness pays off, especially when you feel unprepared. And the last point is referring to what she says. She considers her path as being messy, and messy path can still be very powerful. Gaps, failures, learnings, detours, changes, they aren't flaws. They are your story. In the end, it's not the perfect path people remember. It's how you made it yours. Moving to the second recap, going back with Mayara, who's the head of digital at Sanofi. One of the crucial elements that she mentioned is embracing your curiosity by using it as your compass. Let your natural curiosity and love for learning be the fuel that drives you forward. Whether it is science, art, or any field that lights you up, this combined with a hunger for knowledge will keep you evolving and thriving. The second point is interesting. Accept uncertainty as opportunity, not failure. If life or tests don't give you clear answers, and I'm sure you remember the test that she had to go through when she was still a teenager, which was supposed to determine which job suits her best, didn't allow her to have a clear understanding because she was able to do so many things that she didn't have to fit in one box. So the message that she tried to share with you is that it's okay to not have clear answers. An inconclusive result is not a limit,
it's a sign of diverse possibilities.
Your unique path may not just be obvious yet. And that's the beauty of it. Stay open, explore widely, give yourself permission to try, to fail, to learn, and change course. Flexibility is strength. This third point is also as much interesting. She advises you to seek support and build a circle of trusted guides. What does she mean? That no one grows alone. Find mentors, teachers, family, friends who listen without judgment, challenge you kindly, and believe in your potential, even when you're in doubt yourself. Honest conversations with supportive people help you process fears, gain clarity, and keep moving forward with confidence. The fourth point is for everyone who has not realized yet that this is your story. You have to take responsibility for your own journey. Whether it's choosing a career, deciding to move to a new country, or mastering a new skill, take ownership with courage and accountability. Success comes from purposeful action and self-awareness, not perfection. Every challenge is a chapter that builds your resilience and shapes who you are. And the last point which I want to share with you from that episode is what she beautifully said, the idea of cultivating emotional resilience through self-compassion. Life throws you challenges, pressure, and setbacks. Instead of harsh self-judgment, practice kindness towards yourself. When you stumble, treat yourself like a friend, with patience, understanding, encouragement. And here comes the third recap with Alison, who's an economist at La Caisse des Dépôts in France. All throughout the episode, the first thing we get to understand is that you don't have to have it all figured out to move forward. We often believe that we need a clear plan, a calling, a defined passion. But in reality, you can start without certainty, explore, change, get lost. Not in that sense, but you have the chance to get lost and eventually discover what fits along the way. Always have to keep in mind that you still need to put the work in, whether you're still a teenager, you're already in university, or you're already working. That's exactly how Alison builds her path, by seizing opportunities without knowing where they will lead, guided only by curiosity, efforts, and desire to understand. The second point is that confidence is something you build. Confidence doesn't fall from the sky. It grows through action, learning from failure, connecting with others, and realizing that everyone feels lost sometimes. And actually, some of us are still quite lost. The third point, which is incredibly important to me, and I wish I was told that when I was younger, is that you can mix it all. Passion, profession, purpose. Choosing a quote-unquote serious path doesn't mean that you have to give up on your passions or interests. You can be an economist like Alison, and like her also, you can have a passion for baking, or you can do whatever you want in quote-unquote again a serious field or serious path and still teach something on the side. It can be a class like Alison is also doing, or it can be a sport or anything that you really are driven by. Path don't cancel each other. They enrich one another. They fill every part of your being. The fourth point that she didn't stop mentioning again and again is that in the end, you'll land somewhere and probably will be good or even better than good. Even if you move forward blindly, you're still building something. You're still learning some new skills. You're still understanding what you like and what you dislike. As long as you stay curious, open, honest with yourself, and allow yourself to evolve, you'll eventually end up in the right place. Trust the process. I know it's easier said than done, but still, try to do your best to trust it. Trust what you're learning along the way, because it probably is preparing you for what's to come. Another absolutely fantastic point that she shared is that it's better to understand than memorize. What matters isn't reciting definition, it's deep understanding.
Those who connect ideas, explain clearly, and make meaning out of concepts are the ones who truly succeed. Just imagine learning something at school today or at work. Would you be able to explain it to a younger sibling or parents or any person in your close circle? Can you explain them with simple words what you just learned today? And if you can, you can congratulate yourself because you are mastering what you're learning. 2 points are left. For the sixth point, Allison reminds her that there is no perfect path, only yours. Allison never planned to become an economist. Conversations, encounters, and advice led her there. What matters isn't picking the right path from the start, but it's being willing to notice signs and test what draws you in. What matters the most is that you're building all the skills and the knowledge and you're still working towards something, even if it's incredibly blurry. But then when there is something that can spark your interest, you have every single tool to actually go towards it. And maybe it's economy as well. And the last point, and I think the most important point for you, is that school doesn't define your full potential. If you didn't get the chance to listen to the French episode because you don't understand French, Allison tells us about a great experience that she lived. She failed an exam test to get into a school. She didn't get to the school. She got to another university, and she ended up having the one who corrected her exam as her teacher, and she was actually top of the class. So between that failure, quote unquote, and that time where she got to be top of the class, not even 6 months passed by. So you might be shy, struggle to focus, struggle to get those amazing grades, and still succeed eventually. Who you are today is not fixed. Your potential is far greater than any report card could ever show. Welcome to the fourth recap. Here we have Sonia, who's a lawyer based in France. And the first point is going back to her definition of success, which she defines as success is not just about the grades. It's not about the amount of money you're earning. It's, for her, the real success is waking up every morning, happy about what you do, and building a life where you don't have to overthink about how you're going to make your work, family priorities, and passions coexist. And the second point, which is why I called it the episode as it is now, is when the door closes or when doors close, go through the window. You're going to hear a lot of no's in your life. You'll hit walls, but don't give up, ever. Try a different way. Find another path, a plan B, a plan C, plan Z, if needed. There is always a solution for the curious and the determined. The third point is that you don't need to be perfect, just real and motivated. You're not good at whatever courses, classes you're taking now, you feel like you're shy, you just have this list of things that you can point out. It's okay. Start with who you are, where you are, and show that you're willing to learn. And my last point, work for yourself, not others. Middle school is a step. High school is a step. Every single year is a step. Sometimes it feels hard, blurry, unfair, but it's your foundation. Don't just work for the grade, for the pay, work to understand, to get better. Even if you don't know yet what you want to do, today's effort and discipline will open door or windows for your future. Now we are making it to the sixth recap with Emina. Emina is a police lead at Google and was the first English episode I ever published, so big shout out to Emina, who was also the absolute best guest to have. I'll go straight to the first advice and first element I want you to remember. And what she constantly shares throughout the episode is it's okay to not have it all figured out. You don't need a complete plan right now. Embrace change, go explore, and know that evolving your goals is a sign of growth, not failure. Deciding that you don't like something or that you like something new is just a sign of growth. To go straight to the second point, she highlights how curiosity is your superpower. Follow your interests. Dive into new skills, cultures, ideas, even outside of your main focus. The more you explore, the more you discover your true self, possibilities, capabilities, interests, and everything that comes with it. What she also wants you to understand is that learning today has no limits. You don't need traditional routes or to travel abroad or to do anything outside of your home to gain skills and knowledge. Online resources and creative paths are available. Grab them and break the barriers that you think you have or that are preventing you from going abroad, for example. On this fourth point, she still invites you to have those real experiences, which will beat the assumptions that you can have. What she advises you to do is not to choose your path based only on hearsay or expectations or things that you've read. It's more about trying to get those things firsthand. Try internship, volunteering, and see what truly sparks your passion or interests. Which takes us to our fifth point. When you become persistent, you'll be able to open doors, even when fear and rejection knock. I mentioned internships, volunteering, and that's exactly what she did. She did those internships, she volunteered, but Emina applied to a lot of scholarships. By a lot, I mean a lot, and continuously. She never gave up on trying to get those to actually finance her projects, internship, volunteering program, because she couldn't move forward without them. And if now you're only thinking, I might not be able to do everything that you did, you can. And this is my sixth point. This is exactly what she tells us. You are more capable than you realize. Don't underestimate yourself. With preparation, courage, you can surpass limits you once thought were real. And she closes this brilliant episode by telling us that there is no single dream job or perfect path. Careers and passions and interests evolve. Stay open to pivoting, learning, and redefining success on your terms. And now closing this recap with Giovanna's episode. Giovanna is consultant in sustainable development at Wavestone consulting firm in Paris. You don't need to be perfect or brilliant from the start. Giovanna explains you what matters is not having the ideal profile, but the courage to begin, even if you're unsure. You can succeed starting from doubts or even mistakes. The path is made by walking, not waiting on the sidelines. Secondly, your curiosity is your best GPS. What excites you? What sparks your interests? What you do just for fun often holds the key to your future. A manga can teach you a language. She learned Japanese through manga. Conversation can reveal a calling. A passion that is not academic can become your strongest driving force. Third element, your environment can either ignite your potential or suffocate it. Surround yourself with people who challenge you, uplift you, and believe in you. Stay away from places where you're merely tolerated. And this is the title of the episode. Be celebrated. You deserve to be celebrated, not just accepted. The energy of those around you builds your own. And the last point is engagement, engagement, engagement. It's not the school name, your city on your resume that makes the real difference. It's what you do, create, or it's what you dare to try outside of the official path. A changed life isn't built through perfect choices, but through a series of honest, intentional actions.
And Giovanna was the absolute queen of engagement, volunteering, and living her true values. Don't forget to subscribe and let me know exactly what you would love to hear in the recaps. See you next week.